This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Nuclear weapons contractors gain profit without accountability, report says. Last year, Nuclear Watch New Mexico filed a request under the Freedom of Information Act to make public the performance evaluation reports for contractors at the 8 nuclear weapons sites. As a result, the fiscal year 2011 scorecards became available to the public. The contracts negotiated between the government and its nuclear weapons contractors involve hundreds of millions of tax dollars. Public access to the performance evaluation reports increases in importance as federal oversight diminishes. Recently, the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, released the fiscal year 2012 performance evaluation reports. Nuclear Watch New Mexico has just released an analysis of these reports. One of the main concerns is effective oversight to keep projects on schedule and within budget. In September 2012, the Government Accountability Office reported that, quote, "the problems we continue to identify in the nuclear security enterprise are not caused by excessive oversight, but instead result from ineffective oversight," end quote. Some of the cost overruns mentioned in the GAO report are the increase from $1 billion to $7 billion for the National Ignition Facility at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. The increase from $2 billion to $6 billion for the mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility at the Savannah River site in South Carolina. The increase from $660 million to $7 billion for the uranium processing facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And the increase from $660 million to the now deferred $6 billion for the chemistry and metallurgy research replacement project at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Quite recently, the Inspector General of the DOE insisted on the need to reward excellence in contractor performance and penalize poor performance. However, in two cases involving fiscal year 2012, performance evaluation reports of the NNSA headquarters overrode local site offices, which resulted in higher contractor profits and contract extensions. One of those cases involved Los Alamos National Security Lands, LLC. Earning at least 80% of the at-risk incentive award fee is the threshold for eligibility for a one-year contract extension. Lands received only 68% of its possible at-risk award fee of $46.5 million, primarily because of cost overruns on a security project. The NNSA Los Alamos site office therefore declined to grant it. However, the top NNSA award-determining official, Neil Miller, who is now the acting NNSA administrator, overrode the site office and granted Lands a one-time waiver, extending the contract with Lands through fiscal year 2018. Nuclear Watch New Mexico Director Jake Hoglund commented, quote, "There should be greater, not less, federal oversight of our limited resources, given massive sequestration cuts. NNSA must get out of the nuclear weapons contractors' back pockets and provide the strong technical and fiduciary oversight American taxpayers deserve," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website at nuclearactive.org.